The Ranch.
What's going on, buddy? I am the king of kittenfish.
Oh, really? Now, who's this?
My name's John.
John, where are you calling us from, John?
I live right in downtown Fort Worth, man. These Fort Worth girls will give you hell.
Well, hi, I'm waving at you, John. So, John, the question, you've said you've been the king of being kittenfished. What happened to you?
Well, it happens a heck of a lot more than you would think.
No way.
You know, absolutely. Girls nowadays put so many filters, or hell, there's apps where they can change their eyes to blue or black, or hell, you can do just about anything. I actually wrote a song about it.
That's hilarious.
Said she had blue eyes, but they were black. She had short, curly hairs all over her back.
Well, John,
no, it's tough, man. Tinder, Bumble, they're all the same.
Man, I feel for you, buddy. I do. That's got to be a nice little curveball to get in the middle of your day, for sure.
I'm telling you.
Well, John,
anyways, y'all have a good day. I don't know if you need anything else from me, but just figured I'd give y'all a shout and let you know.
That will work. John, thank you for the call, buddy. Good luck out there.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. The Ranch.
Hey.
Hey.
I wasn't so much catfished as my brother was, but he sent me in his place. And it wasn't until I was standing around his club waiting. I didn't know my brother had sent me in his place. I'm standing in his club waiting for my brother to show up, thinking he's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And this very attractive woman shows up, who's about half my age.
Uh-huh.
And she says, am I here to meet you? And my response is, no, but you're so much better looking than my brother. Who are you? And she explained she was looking for a bill. And I said, well, that's not me. I said, but I know who he is. And it was one of those deals. She goes, well, you look like him. I said, yeah, he's very unfortunate that he looks like me. So, but that's about as close as it's ever been. And that was kind of weird.
That is kind of weird. And by the way, next time a beautiful woman comes up to you and says, am I looking for you? The answer is always yes.
Well, I've been married for 36 years.
The answer is always no.
Yes was on the tip of my tongue, but it didn't come out. It did. There's a filter there or something, you know.
Right.
Don't know what caused it. Probably 36 years of matrimonial bliss.
There you go. Good answer. Who's this?
This is the Austin Hippie. This is Mark Standifer.
Mark, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a great day.
Y'all have a good one. Bye.
The Ranch.
Hey, Shane. It's Lori in Fort Worth.
Hello, Lori. How are you?
Good. I wanted to weigh in on your kitten fishing issue.
Yes. First of all, it's a totally new term to me. I'd never heard of it. Has this ever happened to you?
It's happened to me a lot. I've never heard the term before, but I've done online dating off and on for, gosh, a decade or so.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's universal to both genders, from what I understand from all my guy friends and cousins.
Uh-huh.
Women tend to lie about weight and age. Men, I can guarantee you, lie about heights and age.
Really?
Really. And I will just point out to both genders that if you cannot see your own feet when you're standing up because your belly is so big, you do not have an athletic build.
Oh, that's so always I got to scratch that off of my profile then.
Right, yeah. And I will also point out that a few extra pounds probably means you can still see your own feet. But when your belly is so big that you can't see your own feet standing up, you are neither a few extra pounds or athletic, but that's what everybody picks. So.
How funny.
It's an epidemic.
Yes. Lori, thank you for the call, ma'am. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Enjoy your show. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.